Well, we're very happy to welcome this afternoon to Studio A, Chris Koza and Peter Sieve. They are two of the members of the band Rogue Valley out of Minneapolis. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, let's hear a song and then let's come back and chat a little bit. So we're kind of here in the stripped down version of Rogue Valley this afternoon, but just from the little bit of sound check we've done, it's pretty darn good too. So what do you guys want to start with, Chris?
This is a song called Orion.
For every beast, for every bird, a storm in motion, gathering the herd, mirror facing mirror, sky.
That's Chris Koza and Peter Sieve of Rogue Valley live from Studio A. Lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely harmonies on that one. And throughout, okay, all I don't even remember which album that's on because you guys have released four albums in the past year.
That's right. I actually don't think that we've sent it up here yet.
We're still two behind. We only have spring and summer so far, Chris. So we have a little catching up to do. And let's talk about that. But first, so you're based out of Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. Are you from there originally?
I'm originally from Portland.
Okay.
Oregon.
Oh, now see, it usually goes the other way. People usually move from here to Portland, it seems like.
I've had plenty of friends I've made here who have asked me for restaurant recommendations and neighborhoods where they should live back in Portland. Since meeting them here, I'm like, okay, well, sad to see you go.
Well, and you've been here in Minneapolis
I've been here for a long
quite
time.
Some time now. Right. And you put out your first album back in, what, 2004?
2004, yeah.
Okay. And you've put out several of your own since then. And now, about a year ago, you decided to do the Rogue Valley Project. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I do. I thought that it was time for something a little bit different. It's still, you know, singer-songwriter-based music, essentially, but it has a bit more of a plot and a theme and a just this grandiosity. That no apologies about it all. Like, I know it's a lot to take in as a listener, but it was a lot to make as a musician. I wanted to do something that would just, you know, be something of a calling card, you know, a musical identity. And before being just solely a name singer-songwriter, doesn't give most people a lot to go from. So having this Rogue Valley Seasons project seemed like a way to just get something new out there right away and have something for people to grab onto.
Were you working with the people in Rogue Valley when you were just doing the stuff, Chris Koza stuff?
Yeah, on the last album that we did, it was all pretty much the same people that are in Rogue Valley.
Okay, so this wasn't like some big new thing. It was just like, hey, we're going to do this project.
It was a change of mentality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's been good. I mean, everybody has a little bit more ownership over their parts and their, I think, their approach to doing music with this band, and that only has helped the camaraderie and the chemistry.
Okay. And Peter, when did you meet Chris? How do you guys know each other, and how'd you start playing together?
Yeah, Chris and I met a long while back in college, and we, you know, soon discovered we both played the same kind of high school level bluesy guitar riffs, and and went from there, you know, being like 18 or so, and just started playing together, and kind of took it from there. We kept at it, and Chris has always kind of had a really great knack for songwriting that he's really, you know, he showed even then. He had been writing a lot of songs in high school before I knew him with a band in Portland, and he kept at it, and I've just been grateful to be a part of it ever since. It's been fun to watch him grow as a songwriter and really come into his own.
So when he came to the band and said, hey, I have this great idea, I want to do 4 albums in a year based on the Seasons, did you all go,
that's a lot of stuff? Sure, it was. I think we had kind of, he didn't just like, you know, give us a box and we opened it up and he was like, here's a plan, you know, for no. Four records. It was kind of like, it was kind of discussed, you know, in bits and pieces over time. I think Chris and I spent a lot of time on the road together, driving around, playing shows, and we, you know, there's a lot of time to talk. and he was batting around an idea of like a really ambitious, like novel style musical project, and I thought it sounded great. And you know, in those moments when you start talking about something like this, everything seems so possible, and like, we could totally do this, and then you get into the nitty-gritty of getting it done, and it still seems like, yeah, we could do this, but it's like, wow, we're going to do this.
Like, how much discomfort will I endure?
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of like setting yourself that goal kind of like pushes you into that place, I would think, you know, because you announced right at the beginning, we're going to do these 4 albums. Yeah. And I don't think you had them all written and ready to go at that point, so you had to kind of follow through
on
what
you said
you were
going to do.
Yeah,
they weren't just sitting in boxes in the closet. They were... it was a work in progress. It was a living work for a while.
I think that helped make it happen too. Is just announcing it like that. That was part of the idea. Yeah. It was like, I remember, I think it was at the State Fair or something, and you were just like on the radio. You said, "We're going to put out 4 records this year," and it was like, I looked over and was like, "All right, well, all right, well."
Well, and not only that, but you also did a CD release show down in the cities for each one, and it sounds like they were kind of a big production too. Some of the shows were, you know, you had a lot of fun with it. It seems like.
Yeah, you might as well, if you're going to put yourself under that kind of duress, you might as well have a little fun with it. Make it worthwhile.
Well, and I should say the results are of the 2 albums that I've heard so far are wonderful, you know, and it's amazing that you're able to have that quality of songwriting over that span of albums in such a short period of time. So is that easy for you to write songs so quickly, or?
Well, sometimes it is. It's funny because sometimes a song will come like in a day, and other times it takes months for it all to come together. So I think that throughout this project, it was sort of continuing to work on the ones that seemed like they had a longer arc to them. And then in the meantime, just trying out a bunch of stuff and seeing what sticks and seeing what seemed to be like an inspiring song. Mm-hmm. So it was both like long-term songs and short-term songs.
Okay. Well, what do you guys want to do next? And which album is it from?
Okay. This next song we're going to do, this is called Shoulder to Shoulder Around the Fire. This is from the winter album, which we got some snow today, so it's still an appropriate choice.
And that's the newest one,
yep,
right?
Yep, the newest one.
Well, I haven't been sleeping all that well. My mind is a constant carousel where the horses run wild until the boardwalk ends. Each one has a rider and I think I'm of them. Faces familiar with eyes so deep, like craters or novels or in state. Well, I tell them my troubles, all of my cold conflicts. There are no answers, sometimes there is no fix. Stand shoulder to shoulder, we stand side by side. We stand shoulder to shoulder around the fire. We stand shoulder to shoulder, we stand side by side. There is no burden to shoulder alone this time. Now my mind keeps on racing, it's a speeding car. Through wastelands and gardens wide and far. And the cities all crumble, brick by brick. While I'm stuck on the top floor watching. We stand shoulder to shoulder, we stand side by side. We stand shoulder to shoulder around the fire. We stand shoulder to shoulder, we stand side by side. There is no burden to shoulder.
That's Chris Koza and Peter Sieve of Rogue Valley live from Studio A, and another song from their winter album. What's the name of that latest one, Chris?
The album's called False Floors.
False Floors. And now each one kind of has a theme in keeping with the season. Tell me about the theme of that one and how.
False Floors? Okay, so it's the wintry album. It's like the end of days in a sort of way. And the concept of False Floors is like a frozen lake, like something that you think is solid, but it maybe is for a while, and maybe it's not at all. Maybe it's just a temporary thing. So it's a sense that, you know, trying to find that footing. So at the end of days, when everything is coming down, I just mean it like in a, like a quasi-apocalyptic sort of, you know. There's no zombies, like, crawling out of the ground or anything trying to get you. But it's just trying to find something to believe in, for that, you know, like, reconciliation, for, like, regrets and bygones and whatnot. And just trying to find peace of mind.
Well, that's kind of a good place to end up in as the last of the albums, yeah. I think.
You don't want to find peace too soon, otherwise, then what's next? It's just harmony and bliss.
Yeah, exactly, and that's boring. I mean, it's good, but it's kind of boring. how does that last song that you did, how does that fit into that theme of that album?
To me, that's the song that, you know, it pulls together a sense of community. It's shoulder to shoulder around the fire. It's, you know, people... somebody feeling like they are all alone trying to go through these thoughts and these memories and whatnot, and realizing somewhere in the midst of all that they really don't have to feel alone, that that all these people and the things that have brought them to that point are still with them.
Okay. Well, we have time for one more tune. What do you guys want to wrap up with here?
Well, should we do that one? We're gonna do a song off of the Fall album. This is called Mountain Laurels. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Watch the clouds along the coastal range. Ooh, through the desert and the empty space. Ooh, Pennsylvania, you can almost taste the mountain laurels. When I lay these flowers on this grave, do the math to find the final age. Ooh, oh, I think of all the different ways. Every window
And that's one more from Chris Koza and Peter Sieve of Rogue Valley. Well, thanks a lot, you guys. That's some beautiful stuff there.
Thanks, Christine. Thanks for having us in.
Today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Cameron Flackney and also Sarah Kosian, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A. Thanks for listening.